General Soleimani had some final acts of worship to perform. After having a final meeting with Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, he flew to Baghdad. His old ally and loyal comrade, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, was there to receive him. The convoy left the airport runway. And so, on the 3rd of January 2020, at around 1 a.m. local time, a US drone was sent to turn Qasim Soleimani into Shaheed Qasim Soleimani and Commander Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis into Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. The blessed body of Shaheed Qasim Soleimani was identified by his ring, a sign of a believer. In his pocket, a book of poetry about the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was tragically massacred in the battlefield of Karbala while he had been alone and abandoned. Hussein alayhi salam and his comrades had fought until their last breaths, and so had Shaheed Qasim and his loyal comrades. Both Iran and Iraq were infuriated by this blatant assassination and violation of national sovereignty and of human rights. The leader announced that severe revenge awaited all those assailants who assassinated Shaheed Soleimani. Hundreds, thousands, and millions of lovers of resistance flooded the streets. Cries of death to America and severe revenge echoed throughout the cities of the world.
الحمد لله الذي أكرم المستشهدين في سبيله الحمد لله الذي رزقنا الشهادة في سبيله الحمد لله الذي رزقنا الجهاد في سبيل الإسلام.
And the Iraqi parliament approved a non-binding resolution to expel all foreign forces from the country. In a string of tweets last night, President Trump threatened retaliation if Iran strikes back at American targets, saying, quote, "We have targeted 52 Iranian sites, some at a very high level and important to Iran and the Iranian culture."
But Trump is an idiot because he has no idea what the repercussions of his actions are. He thinks his actions are going to weaken us? Not at all. He has created 1,000 Soleimanis, 1,000 of Muhandis, 1,000 Nasrallahs. He is the one that has lost, not us.
Furious chants began immediately as Hezbollah members and supporters gathered Sunday afternoon to hear funeral prayers for Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. In the midst of a packed hall in the Lebanese militant group's stronghold of southern Beirut, supporters were still in shock. These people have seen leaders killed by American and Israeli strikes before, but never one so senior or so adored.
Did America tell us it was going to kill Soleimani? It didn't. It just killed him. We will answer amidst silence. No one will know where or when we will respond. Nobody will know.
آمریکا و صهیونیسم بدانند شهادت پدرم موجب بیداری بیشتر فطرت انسانها در جبهه مقاومت شده و روزگار آنها را تیره و تار و خانه های عنکبوتی آنها را فرو خواهد ریخت. به دیوانه که خود نماد جهل و بازیچه دست صهیونیسم.
Good morning. I'm pleased to inform you the American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases.
This is one of the areas damaged in the blasts. It was a military barracks, and many soldiers here had only a few minutes to evacuate to nearby bunkers before the missiles hit.
God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
قول ما اینه که اولا راه شهید سلیمانی رو با همون استقام به حول و به الهی پیش میریم و با توکل به خداوند تبارک و تعالی ما به ازای شهادت ایشون در گام‌های متعدد ازاله امریکا از منطقه و حرکت استمرار حرکت رسیدن به حکومت جهانی زمان.
The Western mainstream media platforms did their best to silence the noble words and cries for freedom from across the world. This atrocity committed by America was the icing on a cake of vengeance that had been cooking for a long time. It was America who had been the key funder and supporter of Saddam Hussein, who, by the derivatives of America, had invaded Iran, leading to the deaths of 500,000 people. It was America that then invaded Iraq, killing hundreds of thousands more. It was America who had fueled the fires of civil war and backed the FSA terrorists in Syria and led to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people. And it was America who had funded, promoted, and backed up ISIS, which led to immeasurable death, destruction, misery, and chaos. And now, America had brutally assassinated the main hero who had quenched the thirst of the masses for a drop of mercy, a moment of justice, and a bit of peace. The assassination of General Soleimani heralded what many would see as the strangest, most eventful, confusing, and most chaotic year of the history of the world. It was a year which began with the assassination of Shahid Qasim and Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, and ended with the assassination of Shahid Fakhrizadeh, the scientist. The life-changing year of 2020 would begin with the tears of Imam Khamenei, the leader of the resistance, and the broken hearts of revolutionaries and freedom seekers globally. A shift in the global dynamic is taking place, and now the world is many heroes short. Who will fill the gap? Who will now rise to the defense of the oppressed? Who will expose the schemes of the great Satan America? Who will fight for the Islamic Revolution? And who will take vengeance for the innocent blood that has been spilt? Well, that is up to you.